guys.
Welcome back to Grits to Glam. We've got a very, very special guest on this episode, Miss Alicia Marie.
Hello, everybody. I'm so honored to be on this. You have no fucking idea. Also, my like worst experience that I did was when I was like, oh my God, Tristan, like, I love the pod. It's so good. And then he said, well, what's the theme song? And I couldn't say it.
Gotcha,
and he called me out and I was like, fuck. I mean, like, I saw clips, but like, I didn't watch the whole
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't realize you were coming to like, well, I was going to give you a
yes, it's
a
glam. Didn't someone come up to you at the bar this weekend and asked if you sang the...
Yeah, someone thought I sang the Grits Glam theme song, but it is our friend Sam. And it is like the best thing ever when people come up to us and like, they can sing the song. Like, drunkenly, not drunk, like anytime. I'm like, you are a loyal, like,
wait,
a loyal
did
fan.
You let them think that you did?
No, because I mean, I don't want to. Sam is actually a musician who sings a song and like very up and coming, very great, one of our best friends. And so I felt bad taking that credit, even though it is a like a fucking bop. Like,
oh,
yeah,
it's a bop,
yeah,
it's a good one.
I always never think I'm recording, and that's probably my downfall as a podcast host. I'm like looking down.
Oh, no, you're good.
Recording.
You're good.
You're recording.
Well,
we're
so happy to have you.
Thanks so much.
We invited Alicia on the podcast literally like a couple weeks ago. This bitch was too busy. She was all up, which, I mean, you're amazing. Like, of course, you have so much to do. And then she finally was like, I mean, when am I going to be asked back on Grits Glam?
No, literally this week. And I was like, I'm just waiting for my invitation back, which was my fault.
Luckily, we made
Didn't
this work.
Didn't we mutually?
Oh,
have to reschedule?
Probably. I could imagine.
Maybe we kind of just like made you think that.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, that works so much better for me too.
Yeah, that's
that
totally
to
fine. Okay, scrambling. Like, who do we have on the podcast this week?
Fuck, I'm so sorry. But we're here. No,
it's okay. We're here. We're so honored that you're on this like
here.
humble studio. I mean,
we were talking about, it's not, you know, your normal podcast set. We're a mom and pop operation.
You know what? Everyone starts somewhere. Like, Rem and I used to just FaceTime. Like, before
really?
We ever had a studio. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. Where is y'all's studio?
It's in North Hollywood.
Okay. Is it, like, at a studio, like, not in, like... I thought it was at Remy's house for some reason, and I don't know why I thought that.
No, which is funny. We wanted it to be in one of our houses, but then both of us really, really wanted somewhere to get, like, go to an office, like, get out of the house for this.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of the one main thing we actually get out of the house for, because we work from home. So we found an apartment, which low-key, today we went to go get some mic stands and it had an eviction notice on it.
Are
oh my
kidding?
Gosh.
Because I guess we didn't pay rent. Like, literally this happened today, but it's on automatic payment. So we're like, what's happening? But it literally was like, if you don't pay this notice of eviction, blah, 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 blah. We were like, holy fuck, what do we do? Literally, Alicia's getting evicted.
Getting evicted from her podcast
No,
studio.
Literally. So we're trying to figure that out as we speak.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it said... you have 3 days to make the payment from that day. And obviously we don't live there. So like, you know, we're there frequently, but not every single day.
Well, thank goodness you went today.
Thank goodness we went today because it was still past the 3 days. So I don't know. Like, what do they do? Do they come and like move all your shit? Like, I don't know.
I imagine like a Schitt's Creek FBI investigation where they just come in and like raid everything.
That's what I picture. But then also I'm like, isn't there a thing where it's renters the right in California or something?
Yes.
Like,
yes. Oh, yeah. Because I've had to do a lot of this research on... fixing somebody
for when I was trying to move in here. She had to do a lot of research on that topic.
And you have 30 days after, and like there's like some sort of California law that like you can stay there for 30 days or something.
That's crazy.
It's like it protects renters' rights.
Yes.
Well, the good news is, you know, you have a studio to fall back on.
Yes.
Thank you.
But also I'm trying to imagine the landlord there trying to go in there and like take all of y'all stuff out of.
Oh, it would not work. Like, it was assembled. Like, we had a whole set design team build the set, and they built it in sections and then built it in the studio. So the only way to get it out is to, like, fully take it down. Luckily, we can take it to wherever we go next. Like, it's portable.
Right. Mm-hmm. And y'all know how to do it.
I don't. Well, someone
such
does.
Such a good question. No.
Well, somebody knows how to do it, and it's not the landlord.
Yes.
So
hopefully
you're like,
we're fine.
You can
fine.
Try, bitch, but you're not getting this
Hopefully
out.
We're fine. We are trying to find a new place.
Really?
Just in general. I would love somewhere that has, like, a front like more of an office vibe because we like hired a few more people. We'd love to have them have like more spaces, but
mm-hmm. Is it just a one or is it
it's a
studio?
Okay. Yeah. 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 Well, but it's good for
you
now.
If you need anyone, any tenants in the building,
no, literally
you know,
love.
We'll just be available on call. We'll make sure your rent's paid.
You guys should do an episode one time just in our studio, but don't say anything. Like literally just be in the studio.
The first of our season two.
Yes.
Like
yes,
we were just talking
yes.
about season one and season two because we're on like episode 19. So we're like, we'll take a break at 25 or something.
Yeah.
And then we'll just come back and we're fucking like,
no, do it.
Wait, we should tape.
Yes. Put your logo over the pretty basic neon sign.
And then like the so coffee good. Table has just pictures of us.
Yes, 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 yes. That'd be so
funny. All
right,
we're holding you to this. That'd be so funny.
All right, we'll do it.
I feel like a podcast with the four of us, like plus Remy.
Oh my God. I would.
A disaster. Like it'd be so fun.
In the best way. In the best way.
Oh, do you like doing a podcast with Remy? I mean, y'all have a lot of episodes.
Yeah. We've been doing it. This is our fourth season, so fourth year doing it, but I would never have one without her because she brings that aside to me that I don't know, we just compliment each other so well. If I was to have a podcast by myself, it'd be more like businessy YouTube shit, but like as far as the fun stories, I feel like there's so many things about my life that I find boring, but then she brings it out of me and she's like, no, that's so interesting, like
right.
share that.
That's sweet.
Where I feel like you guys are just like a dynamic duo of the like the comedy, it's just there. I feel like I have to work at it more. I'm like, oh wait, I have to like think of what to say or like think of funny stories that I have.
Well, you need somebody to like push you to do that.
Yes.
Because I feel like it's totally in you.
It's
obviously.
In there.
It's
obviously
in there. Because I feel like I've never noticed that. So
yeah, I feel like your personality is so like ever since I met you, like has been so positive, bubbly, and like I know you talk a lot about like mental health and things like that, and I love that, and I just like love, I don't know, you have such a good outlook, but like you're also realistic about like stuff you're going through, but also like, you know what I mean,
oh my god, thank you. No, I'm like thank you so much, but I'm like I don't know, I'm very weird, and I feel like I've mentioned this to you guys, but like have we even known each other a year? Probably
no,
not. It was
no, we met you at our Christmas party.
Yes. Okay which was the last time I was here. Like, I don't open up to people easily. Like, it's really hard for me to get to know people and, like, put myself out there more, which I think people think I'm the opposite, just, like, from what they see online.
Right.
So I felt very comfortable with you guys right off the bat, which is, like, a stamp of approval from Alicia Marie. I'm very, like, oh, my God, they're cool. Like, I feel, like, good around them. So then it was easy to be myself. But then there's other people I've been friends with for years and years, and I'm, like, I feel myself shut down. I don't know how to act around them.
Right. No,
it's
I get
weird.
That. No, I remember we were talking about this weekend, but we really met when we went to karaoke.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
And that was so much fun. We sang like four karaoke songs together.
I love some karaoke.
Yes. And we were in the bathroom. You were like,
I love bathroom talk.
No, I love a drunk talk.
Yeah.
It was basically like, we don't really like a lot of people, but we really love you. And I don't think it was meaning like we don't like a lot of people. It's more like you don't feel comfortable around a lot of people. And I was like, yes.
No, literally, like,
I love y'all too.
TK, Patricia, and I are each in our separate bathroom stalls. Like, not even, like, in the same one, right? We're just like, and I'm like, Patricia? And I'm drunk. I'm drunk.
Miss Patricia.
Miss Patricia? So, like, not like, I know that you don't know me, so this is, like, this is a big deal, but I don't like a lot of people, and I really like you. And, like, the way it came out was so bitchy. It was so, like, I don't like a lot of people, but I like you. But I knew what I meant.
Kind of
I'm glad you took
you.
It that way.
I knew it was that way. And I was like, oh, thanks. All right, let's go sing another song.
Wait, perfect, but we're up next.
Yeah.
Before he cheats, they're calling her
name.
She
takes karaoke very seriously.
Oh.
Like, it's like American Idol auditions.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, and
I want Rim
shouldn't.
To come one time because she loves karaoke. But she prefers where you get your own room, and I prefer the DJ because I like having like
an audience.
An audience.
Yeah. Yes, I feel like it's too intimate in the rooms.
Yeah, she doesn't like the audience as much, so we have to get her out and do that.
I think a good thing we could do, there's this place at Break Room 86, and they do the private rooms, but it's also a bar.
Yes.
So you can leave the door open or invite new strangers in.
Oh, love.
Yeah, whenever you need to.
And that's the one that's like,
you walk
speakeasy
in.
Speakeasy and a double speakeasy. Yes.
It's like a speakeasy, double speakeasy, and there's another speakeasy on top of that.
Oh.
One of the hotel rooms doubles as a karaoke room.
Oh,
and
my God.
And me and Alexa figured that out the other day.
Or was it? Or was it someone else's?
Why are you looking at me confused? The karaoke room at Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? How we went into that hotel room? Yeah. It's like, it looks exactly like the other karaoke rooms, but it's in a hotel room. Like, you need a key card to get
in. I'm like,
and
plot twist, it's not a speakeasy, and it's just
someone's room, and they just set up karaoke.
Right.
Have you ever been to Break Room 86 when they have the dancers come out?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun.
Really?
At, like, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, they have these dancers. They, like, put this whole stage down behind the bar, and all these dancers come out on the bar, and it's So much fun.
Oh my God. Well, we should go.
We should go.
It's becoming one of my favorite little spots.
Really?
I think karaoke is such a fun and intimate thing.
Yeah.
With friends, because it's something that a lot of people can just kind of connect on and just have fun with. And I just love drunkenly singing High School Musical, really any sort of like Broadway
hit. What do you think's happening with everyone going to the High School Musical school?
High School Musical set.
I've been seeing that. I don't know. I'm like, honestly,
I think it's a reunion thing. I saw someone else put a TikTok where it was like fenced off so you can't go on it.
Yeah.
So I think they're just filming something.
I hope it's like kind of how they did the Harry Potter reunion and the Friends reunion and
reunion.
Stuff like
Yes.
Because I don't think they need to make another one.
No.
No.
And they already did the one with Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah.
The series.
Yeah. Right. That's what
No, but I hope they do one of those reunion styles.
Yeah.
And I like how pretty much all the cast members of High School Musical are like not ashamed of the fact that they come from High School Musical.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah. Their career.
Well, some people aren't. Like, I know Miley Cyrus is good about it. She's like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm going to sing Best of Both Worlds at my concert. Like, of course, she's a queen.
Yeah.
But, like, some people are just, like, not as happy about it.
Yeah.
Well, we need to, I guess, like, introduce.
Sorry. I was like, I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, good.
So we need to introduce our guest, Alicia. Tell everyone what you do, how long you've been in LA, in the industry, and everything like that. Because we know. But, like, some people, you know, people who are...
Well,
dumb.
Our parents probably don't know.
Our parents don't. Our parents are avid supporters and listeners.
Oh, my God. Hello, parents. Yes. Oh, my God. Well, hi. My name is Alicia. Alicia Marie on YouTube. I feel like most people either knew me from years ago, like OG YouTube. I used to do a lot of like back to school a lot. It was kind of like the Disney Channel of YouTube. There was like a group of us lifestyle girlies who were like very just without realizing we were making kids content, but we were just thinking, oh, wow, this is getting a lot of views. If there's a lot of color, it does better. So we would bump up the saturation. We'd be like, oh, if it's more of a skit, it'll do better, we'll get more views. And then we'd bump that up. And then years later we'd look back and we're like, oh, we had no idea we were like making content like that purposely. I think we were just like, oh, it's doing well, we'll do more of that.
Right.
So most people know me from like then, but I started YouTube back in 2008 when I made my account. I didn't post till 2009. I know. I'm like old.
No, you are. But wow.
I started when I was in high school. I think I was 16 and it was just a summer. And I really like I fell in love with makeup and makeup tutorials. Like, and I've always loved cameras and filming and all this stuff. So long story short, I do YouTube. I bite the bullet. Bite the bullet. Is that the word?
Yeah.
You bit the bullet.
Bit the bullet. I do
she
it.
Bit a bullet.
And
bit the shit out of it.
I bit the shit out of it. But it went nowhere. Like literally. I don't think I even had a decent following for like 4 years. Like, and most people don't know that. They always think like, oh, well, you just kind of like took off when it started.
Right. Yeah.
4 years, guys. But like, I didn't know about like you couldn't even make a thumbnail then. Like it I got denied from the YouTube partner program because you had to apply the first time. Then I had to wait 6 more months just to reapply.
Look at her now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was really, I'm so grateful I started then. There was definitely a time period where I resented being OG because I felt like it was like embarrassing. Now like, I love
like,
it.
No, it's like so cool.
I am so jealous because I used to make, I've never talked about
Wait,
this,
stop.
But I used to make these little like stupid ass music videos. You know how people would like speed up songs?
Yes.
And make, there was a whole group of like YouTubers dedicated to that and like collab channels. I used to be like a
stop.
Part of one of those secretly.
Stop.
And like none of my friends knew. Like I think I had my name, but I never said my last name or anything. And now I'm scared people are going to fucking dig that up. But
so it's still out there?
No, I think everything's deleted.
Oh
but it was just like, I wish I would have. I look back at like you and like Emma Chamberlain and all these people who like stuck with it regardless. Because I just didn't.
Because you didn't
lazy.
Really know that was going to actually genuinely make you money.
Right. I was like, oh, I'm just like,
yeah.
You know, having
oh,
fun
know.
With it. And I like wanted to meet people like on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
And I think that started my like YouTube rabbit hole of being like fangirl of everyone. That's why it's weird living here.
Yeah.
And finally getting to meet people and talk to people. And I'm like, well, like, also, like, part of me is like, this is cool. Part of me is like, fuck, I could have made it. Like,
I could have been the one out here.
Every morning you wake up,
I could have had a pretty basic studio.
Oh, my God.
That
could have
been me.
Yeah. But I'm very proud of you. That's like, I'm jealous, but I'm so, if it's going to happen to anyone, it needs to happen to you.
Because
oh
it's
just
God.
Like.
I will say a huge factor was I went to community college. So I was staying at home commuting. Like I didn't have the 4-year experience, which there's certain aspects I feel like I really missed out on in life and not doing that. But instead, I would just go home and like film YouTube videos.
Right.
So it was one of those. But yeah. have a podcast now with Remy, my best friend. We need to do a collab. Yes. It'll be great. Gosh. Oh, my sister and I have a clothing brand, Parallel Apparel. We have some shoots coming up Friday and Monday. So new drop coming soon.
Yes.
We'll put that and we're just trying
this
to.
This Friday?
We're doing a shoot. The e-com shoot Friday and then the lifestyle one on Monday.
I'm just
so excited.
Such a business mogul. We are so blessed.
Me every breakdown. Next time I'll send you videos every breakdown I have. No, but it's fun. I'm just so grateful I've been able to do this for so long. And like some days I'm like, I'm still here. Like, what the fuck? Like, how are we still here? But
because you're so relatable, I feel like, and just so.
I think I've realized I'm just. Well, early on in my YouTube career, there were like the cool girls. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah. I wasn't in that group. Like, I think I quickly realized that people don't want to be me. Like, I'm not like a Kylie Jenner type person. Like, they want me as a big sister. Or they want to be my friend. Right. So then I think
which is better.
Which yeah. I personally think is better. Yeah. But you know, everyone still wants to be that Insta baddie. You know what I mean? Right. Like, everyone still wants to be that. But I think I just quickly realized. I mean, I was in band. Like, I just.
Yeah, but you're like the
but
best.
But you still are an Insta baddie.
Yeah, you're the best combo. Like, you're an Insta baddie, but you're also like the Insta
really
baddie,
relatable.
Like, big sister yeah. who, like, we're obsessed with.
Oh, my
like,
God. Well, thank you.
Yeah. I would say, like, we're equal. Like, we're close in age. So, like, we're, like, kind of just, like, siblings. At
yeah.
this
which,
point.
When I meet people here, one of my biggest things that I love when I'm like, wow, I would have been friends with you in high school. And that's how I feel about you guys. I'm like, oh, right. I would have, like, really liked you guys. And I feel like those people are the ones that I click with more because right. they're not, like, LA-y. Because LA's hard.
It you is. Need to show her some of your show tunes videos.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in show choir.
Oh, choir, why does that not? So you look like a show choir.
No, her videos are insane. Drunk Patricia, when she gets out, like, she's like, oh, shit. Like, I know when she's about to turn on the show choir, like, videos from high school.
Wait, I need to see
they're
these.
All on YouTube, oh, babe.
We'll show you. Don't worry. My hair is still ruined from it, but that's okay. It was the best time of my life. It's basically like Glee, but better.
What was your favorite song performing? And do you still remember the dances?
Yeah, I probably still remember the dances. I just love the entire show we did my senior year.
I love that. It's we'll have to show you the video.
Yeah. No, I want a full screening.
The best part is when I did like this 5-person solo. So it wasn't really a solo. So like 5 girls of us went out there and our choir director was like, everyone like use your arms, be really into it. And I watched the videos back. I'm the only one.
Stop.
With my
going
arms
full
up.
Out.
Singing. Going all out. World. And I'm like.
Were you in the front so you didn't see behind you?
We were all like
in a line. Oh,
and I was the only one that would be like arms up.
Did they just forget?
I guess so. And I don't know if they got nervous or
they probably got like a little shy. You
right.
Know?
And I'm like,
you were all out there.
I was all out there, but I don't regret it. It's funny looking back.
Yeah.
So then you were also in choir. Were you ever in something together?
No. So I'm from Montgomery and she's from Birmingham, which
so
are like,
I'm a fake fan. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so
it's okay.
Learn your facts.
It's fine.
No, but we did go to college together.
Okay.
So
okay.
That
okay.
Kind of, yeah. So I did like theater. I did plays and musicals.
Oh my God.
And, I was in choir. We went on like choir tour to like New York, San Francisco. We went
the little like festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we would always come and like, we literally were getting first place. Like we were a good choir. But
oh,
like,
see, we would get first place, but in our category, there was like 2 people. So, yeah. So we'd be like, we got gold. And then I'd be like,
like, you're showing the trophy.
Yeah.
Like,
we're like,
yeah, bitch.
That was us in show choir. We would like compete in different places. And at one point, mainly in the South. And one point we were like number one in the nation.
Oh, shit.
And then we came out here to Burbank and competed. We were lucky we made it to the finals.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, it was like John Burroughs High School.
Wait,
Burbank High School.
Did you guys have... There was a big one. My sister was in choir in Pasadena. There was like a big national choir convention thing.
Huh. I don't know. We went like to 2 places in California.
Okay.
San Diego and San Francisco. I don't know if we ever
okay.
went Pasadena.
Okay, so not Pasadena.
So I don't think anywhere close.
So maybe though.
I actually don't know anything about geography when it comes to Los Angeles. I think
San Diego's down, San Francisco's
yeah.
up.
But like still like I don't, when I think to drive places, I'm I know you can drive to San Diego, but it's not ideal to drive to San Francisco, right? It's like 5 hour or
like
6.
Seven. It's like 6 to 7, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like at that point.
But a lot of people do drive versus fly.
I did the drive to Vegas one time and I will
it's
never.
It's a little rough.
Mm-mm, that is an insane drive. And it's not that long. It's just like not like
it's straight,
yeah,
hot, and then your anxiety is thinking, if I break down right now, like there's
nothing around me.
Inside.
If I run out of gas, there's nothing. Also, when I did that drive, we drove back and we got stuck for 5 hours because of a wreck. So
oh yeah, because it's only two lanes.
Two lanes.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
God, I would have cried. It's awful. Yeah, I pulled over and I made Nick, because he was the one, Nick Norsha, he was the one that made me drive there in the first place. I was like, oh, let's get a ticket. Like, you can use some of my airline points. He already had a Delta account. It was perfect. And then he decided we wanted to drive. And then we had to drive my car. So I was like, okay, if we're driving, then you are.
Yeah.
And then we were going to see the Katy Perry, like, friends
Wait,
and family
how
show.
Was it?
So great.
Oh, my God.
But we couldn't have our phones. So I was really annoyed.
Oh.
Because it was, like, the opening night.
Wait.
But, like, so I kept seeing everyone with their phones afterwards.
I was going to say, I've seen so many TikToks.
Yeah. But we were just on the friends and family night. So they.
Oh.
And that was when I was working for Nicole. And so I had to be literally on call, like, 24/7. And I was like having so much anxiety that while I was in the theater, because your phone was in one of those bags,
yeah,
where you can't open it unless they scan it. So that's a little bit of a tidbit about me. But it was a great show. I love Katy Perry, and
Same.
That show was like so fun.
Okay, so you are from Orange County area, right?
Marina Valley.
And so you're Empire. Redlands. We were talking about this.
Yes, that area.
So do you think, like, so you've been in LA how long now?
So Ashley and I, we went to Orange County for 3 years after Riverside, and then I bought my house in 2016, at the end of 2016, and we moved in the January of 17.
Okay. How long do you think you'll be in LA?
It's so weird because I have always pictured me in California. Like, I cannot picture me anywhere else, but that's all I've ever known. So
right.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm not opposed to it, but I cannot see me, unless the person I end up marrying, like, has to be in another city or state
right.
or something. I could see me settling in Orange County.
Yeah.
Because it's a little more,
homey.
You know, like Newport area.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a little more for your money. You're by the beach, less crowded. But I love LA. Like,
yeah.
I really, really do love LA. So I'm here for the foreseeable future. Everyone
yeah.
asks
Good.
Me, they're like, is your house your forever home? And I'm like, I just can't picture me raising kids here at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not planning on moving or selling it anytime
right.
soon.
So, like,
I just cannot.
Until that next
kids
step
there.
Comes, it's like, you don't even.
Yeah. Watch the like the because so we had a room, and when I was doing all those back to school videos and stuff, there was like a school set that I made basically. So like
oh.
I bought lockers. Oh, a bitch was she
wow.
was like, let's do it. Because in Orange County, I could just go to schools and film and no one cared. Like,
right.
No one cared. Out here, they care because they're like, where's your permit? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I can't break rules. Like, I can barely jaywalk. Like,
yeah.
I'm very like, fuck, I can't like
yeah.
be here. The anxiety through the roof. So I was like, oh, my God, I have an extra room in my house. Let's just like make a school set.
Yeah.
Now, when I picture having kids, I picture like that room of what it was. Granted, it's a guest room now, but like that room, then a nursery. I think I just can't see like all of that.
Yeah.
Being
coinciding. Yeah.
Yes. I just don't see
like,
it.
That room is always going to be
the
school room.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you think your content will transform into like, because it's hard, because I know there's
I know.
A lot of creators that are like, they don't want to, you
exploit
know,
their babies. Or
yeah. Or like put themselves in a nutshell of like, only baby content, like
oh,
everything like that.
And you make bank on baby content.
Yeah, I know.
That's the real tea. Like, I have some friends, like, they literally like, quadrupled their income from having a kid. And I was like,
fucking nuts.
I was like, cool. This is where
explains the LeBrant family.
Yeah, explains all of them. You're
yeah,
like, oh,
they're
shit.
Popping out those kids.
But now, what's kind of hard is I have literally shit on so many family, like, vloggers, like, people
right.
who do that. Like, I'm always like, oh my God, ew, da 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 da. I'm like, Alicia, I didn't realize, like, I do vlog, too. I have my main channel, and then I have a vlog channel. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Am I never going to show a kid? Like, even dating, like, or even, like, getting married, am I never going to show? Like,
right.
Well, I literally put foot in my mouth. Granted, it hasn't happened yet, but I think I quickly realized, oh, wait, well,
that
then what
be,
are you going to
yeah.
do? You know what I mean? Like, and you have shit on them for so long. But the thing I love about my vlog channel is it's my life, and, like, people are so invested in it, and I, like, mm-hmm. I don't really hide too much. So I'm like, do I just have a kid? Not like I can't not
but if,
show.
But
me
I
having
like
a
you'll
kid.
Just have your
just
boundaries, and you'll
day.
Like. I feel like I saw some creator talk about like how she'll post like some of her kid, but she's like, my platform is me. It's
yes.
not my kid. So
and
it's
I don't
like,
want to do. I don't want to get stuck where I'm like, oh, well, now I need to do baby content. Like
right.
I don't want
right.
that. I don't
right.
want that at all.
You'll definitely like gradually move to like different levels of your content,
yeah.
but it's like.
Even like a Shay Mitchell, you know what I mean? Like
yes.
she definitely
yeah.
has expanded her own brands with like base and stuff to have like mommy and me type things, but she's still like her. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe like that. I don't know.
She's more like relatable with like the mom and
yeah.
me stuff, but not
full
mom, show her my kid.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So
I imagine us all like having kids.
I can't either. Like, yo, Remy's ready. She's like, I want a kid. And I'm like, nope. Oh, I was like, wait for me, first of all, because Pretty Basic has to be pregnant together.
Right.
Obviously. She's a little closer than me. However, I'm like, I am not ready. I'm not ready to be married anytime soon. I'm also not even ready to like have kids anytime soon.
Yeah.
Are you ready to date around?
Yes. Like, totally down to date. Like, I definitely want a boyfriend, but I'm not saying that they have to be the one I'm going to get married to.
Right.
Whereas my sister's like, she's ready for that. Right. Yes. Like, she's like, we're searching. So like find a date, like definitely want a boyfriend. Like we want some cuddles. However, the thought of kids right now, I'm like, oh God, but I'm turning 30 next year. Like, everyone's starting. I don't know. You're so young. I know, but everyone is starting to be like, oh, like, I'm getting older. And I'm like, fuck, don't tell me that.
You know what?
I hate that shit.
Yeah. You'll be, I mean, people are having kids when they're 40. Yeah.
I know. Like, also, I've never worried about having kids.
Yeah.
Which, like, maybe I'll worry when it's too late. But I think I've had a lot of people recently being like, oh, my sister's struggling and she wishes when she was 29, 28, right. she, like, froze her eggs or something.
Yeah, that is interesting to think about.
So much.
But also, I'm thinking about, like, my sister-in-law's pregnant right now, and it's the first baby on, like, both sides. And
oh, my
I'm
God.
Like, wait, I'm the next. I want my kids to have
yes.
cousins. Their cousins.
Yes. And I didn't grow up with cousins at all. Yeah. So, I, like, whenever Ashley has kids, I'm going to be like, fuck. Yeah. I need it. Someone like, impregnate me.
Sorry, that baby's going to have to wait a few more years to have a cousin with them.
Literally.
So. I was just thinking about, like, our audience, and I think it's, like, 90% females or something, and... So, like, maybe they have some brothers they're looking to set you up
wait,
with.
Oh, y'all. Yes. Okay, shit.
This yes. could kind of be a pitch for you okay. if you'd like it to be.
I mean.
I will say I get random people DMing me being like, you need to date my brother. It's kind of funny. And I'm like, imagine that's how I just slide in.
You're like, okay.
Right. I think it'd be great. Yeah. If you have a nice eligible bachelor for Alicia, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
We preferably did in California.
Yeah, California. And not, like, I mean, too far away from L.A.
Yeah,
probably
yeah, yeah.
in L.A. Or yeah. travels to L.A. often.
Yes. Yeah. Tall, brunette. I'm not opposed to a blonde. I just have never really been into to blondes. Definitely like outgoing, can keep up with me and my shit, but like respects me, but isn't intimidated. Like the men feeling intimidated is like, I mean, most people feel intimidated by me, but like men and especially, I just picture them like coming over to my house or something, and I'm like, this hinge date isn't gonna work.
Right?
Do you know what
right.
I mean? Like,
yes,
it just like,
yes, I own this house. That shouldn't intimidate you,
but like it does.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
insane.
My car, like I get it.
Literally,
I kind of love that though.
I do too, but I'm like,
because it kind of filters out men for you as well, though.
Yeah, but then I'm,
but then you're all like, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, everyone, you all heard that, so.
Yeah, we did pimp Alicia out one time at the bungalow. It was
oh,
really,
we did.
It was a fun time.
I kind of wish we vlogged that because that was fucking hilarious.
We can like, arrange it again.
Can
we
have like yeah. a. Bachelorisha.
Bachelorisha.
Bachelorisha. That's kind of cute.
I love it.
We could like invite like 20 of LA's eligible bachelors. They don't even have to be well, LA, but they have to have promised to move to LA.
Yes. And this is where we went wrong. Well, one Channing.
Wait, can I hear this story?
Go ahead.
So like we were like,
is this when you were at the bungalow and you bought a table?
Yes. Okay. So I was already to the level of tipsy and like I did not want to stand.
I was
anymore.
At the level of tipsy of buying a table. <That's> when you told me you bought one, I was like, let me help. You're like, no.
No, I want to do this for my friends. Like I'm such an idiot financially.
Oh, then
but I mean, it's for the memories and it's for my friends and I love. Training.
No, it was so fun. It was so fun.
And so like we have a table position in the perfect place of the bungalow, which is this cute bar, lots of cute guys, lots of cute girls, like everyone is just fleeing around. Mm-hmm. It's a great spot to be. And so we like, I don't know how this got brought up, but we decided to do a bachelor dating show for Alicia.
Yeah.
And Channing got Alexa's eyeliner pin.
No,
or your
my
eyeliner
lip liner, and then we lost it.
Oh yeah,
no.
And that was one of your.
Yeah,
fans.
Max stripped down, guys. It's a good one.
Sorry,
it's
I
fine.
Still feel bad about that.
No, I was for the. I was like for the memes. It's
yeah.
worth it.
And so we wrote on a piece of paper, like where you know, like what they were interested or what the assignment was. Like,
I forget what it was. Oh, it was like dating show.
Alicia's dating
sorry.
Show.
For yes. 70.
That's
so
where we
that's
were.
That's where we were.
Oh, so you're
we
charging.
We were like, yo, we can make money. now, here's the thing.
Women
it was supposed
moguls.
To be 15, right?
Yeah.
But it looked like a 75. In the end, we did profit $2.
And one like really good guy came about it. I don't know if like anything came.
No,
about
he
it,
never fucking texted me.
But he was really cute.
He
and
was
I
cute.
Was really sad that.
So what were they getting with the
so
one?
So I was sitting in
you?
The middle. They made okay. me sit on a chair in the middle of the walkway. Like
okay.
there's the door
facing the walkway.
Facing the room, but like everyone's going in and out. So then they would be walking around with the sign, like Alicia's dating show. And then people would be like, sure. You know, have you seen the TikToks of people being like going up to people at the bungalow? Like, I think they thought it was something like that. And then I'm just there sitting, like, nothing. And they're like, wait, I have to pay money. And then Alexa's like, for $75.
Oh my God. Once in a lifetime opportunity to speak to Alicia Marie for $75.
Yes. So they were a little confused by the price, and you know.
Right.
We did get some double takes, though. They'd be like, wait, what's going on?
Y'all should have like offered shots.
Yeah, I think we need to like provide incentives and gifts for people next time.
Oh, PR.
Rather than charging them.
Yeah.
Also, did you all not think to ask the people at the bar for a pen?
No. I mean, we worked with the resources we were given.
So you asked for paper, but no pen.
If you think I was like good enough to ask people for a pen, like I spent $800 on a table, like on a random Saturday when not even everyone was in town. I was just like.
Yeah, I was out of town.
It was so fun.
Had a great time.
But it sounded fun. Yeah.
Well, then we went to the pier and Tristan, we're in line for the roller coaster and he's like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all would have done that after all that.
It was not good.
Because I'm sure you drank every last drop of your table.
I was exhausted. Yeah, and then we ordered more.
Yeah,
we
there was a lot of happy
hours. Coronas, happy hours, literally everything. It was a scary time to be us. Yeah. But it was a great memory.
It was for the memes. We did it.
Okay, so we reached out to Miss Remy.
Yes.
To kind of get some questions for you, to kind of provoke some thoughts from you. So we're going to start this off by asking a question about Big Bear in 2017.
Oh, shit.
Specifically, a hot tub shower. So if you could give us some insight on that, maybe.
Yes. Okay, so this was Remy and I's, like, bonding time. First, like, we'd known each other, right? But there was a small group of us. We were in Big Bear during winter for Vlogmas because like we'd be like, oh my God, let's go.
Oh my God, I forgot. And this is still when
this is still when we were like super PG. So we didn't cuss. Like we were drinking the whole time, but we didn't show it.
Right.
Like very, very clean.
Oh.
So we all go to the jacuzzi and we're in there for a long time and everyone slowly starts getting out one by one. I kid you not, Remy and I, the next thing I know, it's just us. We had been in there for probably like 5 hours. We had a handle of Tito's, not just the little, like the handle of Tito's. Yeah. We were just drinking it straight. We were like unwell. Like we were having heart to hearts. We were crying. We were floating. We were laughing. Like I don't like the amount of times that I'm like, holy, like, and especially because the elevation, you get drunk way quicker and the hot tub. So we were like,
to Stagecoach.
Yes.
In the hot tub for too long.
Unwell. So our other friend Mia, thank God, she comes back out. It's like 2 a.m. at this point. And she's like, y'all are like insane. And Rem and I are drunk off our asses, like literally so bad. So if it wasn't for Mia, we probably would have died. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Wow. Just like we would have just been out there forever.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. But that's when Rem and I really like we had so many heart to hearts. Mia like gets us out. And she like helps us get into the shower, and then we have a video. I'll send it to you, and you can literally insert it.
Okay.
Rem and I are—it's the most unflattering thing of life. But we are like laying in the shower, like we're in our swimsuits, and like, like it's just so embarrassing. But it's all on camera.
It's singing, so it's all documented.
It's all documented. Yeah. I mean, let me actually just find it. I feel like that'd be easier.
I love that. That's so fun.
You know what I just realized in that whole conversation is why vodka or like a handle of vodka is called that because there's a handle on it.
Oh, yeah. That is a good point. You do be making some good points there.
Shit.
I just realized that. But also, I'm just also thinking about how pruned you all were.
Oh my God. So this is.
I'm scared.
And it's like a bathtub shower.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. Let it download.
It's like a TikTok that's like, I'm washing me and my clothes.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, shit.
Time, thank God for Mia.
Literally.
So when did y'all start the podcast?
We started it in 2018.
So after that.
Yes. Okay. So, and that was truly like us bonding. Like you would think we're best friends there, but like that was us being like, I fuck with this girl. Like, okay. We're gonna be close.
Okay.
So yeah, that was the big bear.
And this is not sponsored by Dr. Pepper, but I just want to give a shout out to my Instacart driver. He brought the first round of orders, like all my groceries. And then I told him, I was like, he was like, I forgot the Dr. Pepper Cherry Zero. This is a new flavor. I've never tried this.
Oh.
And I was like, you do not have to go back and get it. Literally, like, what, 45 minutes later, he shows back up with this Dr. Pepper.
Should we do a live taste test?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we just need, I'm going to upgrade his tip from whatever it was and then also reach out to Instacart.
Oh, and say, yeah. Oh, they're cute.
The can is kind of pretty. Zero sugar.
Sex.
It's good. It'd be better cold. Mm. Try it.
You want to go first because I have a lot of lip gloss on.
Oh my God. I'm just not a soda person.
Like I'm a big bubbly person. It's my favorite drink. It would be better freezing cold. Dr. Yeah. Pepper's always good cold.
I love Dr. Pepper though. Me too. That's my favorite soda.
Matt will love that.
Well, I love that. We have a couple more.
Okay.
We don't have that's to do hilarious. All of them, but that, I mean, if it provokes a story like that again, like, I love that. Okay, well, we obviously know you're the best wing woman. I love that. But Remy wants us to ask about the beach story where you were a good wing woman.
Oh, my God. This is another story. I don't think we ever ended up telling it on our podcast. Okay. We said it on Zane
Exclusive.
And Heath. But again, because this was like 2018, so we were like still super PG. Like, oh my God, we can't even.
Because you were transitioning from.
Yeah, we were doing the whole Miley. Like, this was before our Can't Be Tamed era. This was our like we're still Disney. Like, we're still trying to be PR. Right. You know. So Rem was really, really into this guy, and I think I was the only friend who was like supportive because I was like, "You're living your life. Like, you're gonna learn. Like, whatever."
It's fun.
He had a friend. We all end up going out. So there's four of us. And then I actually had another friend who met up with us. So it was me, my friend, his friend, Remy, and the guy. So there's five of us, okay?
Okay.
We go to Jameson in Venice.
Yes.
Oh, love that.
You know, we go, it's fun. We run into them. She's like, hee hee. Like, I watched him play soccer today. And I was like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, they played soccer and I went and watched. And I was like, Remy, that's so embarrassing. I was like, y'all aren't even dating, right?
And you went and watched him play soccer.
Like, you just went, I just pictured her sitting there, like, watching them, like, smiling, like,
hit that ball.
Yeah. Woo!
Okay, I would love to do that. I know. So once you start dating someone, I'm going to
Yes. So then it's 2 a.m. Bar closes. We're like, fuck, we still want to hang. Like, I'm still drunk. Where do we go? Oh my God, the beach, because it's literally right there. It's right there, babe.
So
we're like, why don't we just go to the beach? So we go over there and it's me, my friend, and his friend. And then Remy and the guy sit behind us. And I'm like, okay, like, let them have their space. She's like 4 or 5 feet behind me.
Right.
Okay? Literally. And I'm like sitting there like trying to make conversation with this guy because he was into me, but my friend was there. And I'm was like, okay, like obviously nothing's going to happen with us. So like, what do we talk about? The fucking weather. You know what I mean? We're like, oh, how's your day? You know, next thing I know, I hear noises.
Oh, dear heavens.
I literally was like, I felt like a meerkat. I was like, oh.
Wait,
I was like,
and you're trying to talk loud.
I'm like, yeah, like the weather, like, yeah, like.
She's like, shut the fuck up for a second.
We all know what's happening. And here's the thing, Rem, and I love her to death. She has the worst gag reflex of life. Like, she'll be brushing her teeth. Like, I know it. I know it because all the times I would sleep over, like, we travel together, right? And like, she's in the shower, she's brushing her teeth. She'll be like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I know the sound, right? I know it's too well. I hear the sound. I'm like,
oh, oh no.
And she's not brushing her teeth.
She's not brushing her teeth. Let me just tell you. So we're all sitting there and we're all like, oh fuck, okay. And then like I try to like at one point turn around because like I was just like, okay, so I kind of just turn around at one point. I fucking make eye contact with the dude while she's literally sucking his dick.
Oh,
like,
my God.
And instantly I literally turn around and I was just like, oh fuck. I was like, damn it, I should have never looked. I should have never looked.
No.
Literally 4 feet behind me, okay? Then they're like, hee, we're gonna go to the ocean. Like they go swimming, okay? Yeah.
So we're 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, literally. We're sitting there, they're gone for a while, we come back and sorry. No, it threw me off. It's okay.
Okay, so you're going, they're in the ocean. Are they coming back?
Oh, no, you're fine.
You have a couple. You have like a minute or two.
They go to the ocean. They swim for a little while. They're making out. allegedly. I don't know. I didn't see. Yeah. She doesn't remember.
You didn't have your binoculars?
I did not have my contacts or binoculars in. Imagine me. They come back. They get at it again. I hear the gags again. I was just like, damn. They go swimming a second time.
Wow.
They come back. Long story short, the next morning, she doesn't fucking remember like half of it. And she was like, oh, yeah, I remember. Why was I wet? And I was like, you went into the ocean, Remy. I was like, you don't remember? She was like, yeah. And I was like, Remy. And I was like, you went twice. And she goes, twice? I was like, oh, my God, Rem. And, yeah, long story short. So I just basically, it was almost like a threesome, but I just wasn't doing anything. Right. Like, I was there. I was physically too close for comfort.
Right.
Yeah.
That's and that was really another ride or die moment. Yes. That was another, like.
Yes, y'all been through a lot.
Bitch.
I love it. I love
that's
it.
Amazing. I so just, funny. I wish there was a video like with her like on a boogie board or something.
Literally.
Just, like, the next day, she's, like, what?
She was in these like leopard shorts and a black lace top.
Wow. I'm
that's
so
like
proud of you.
That's very impressive getting in that ocean that late. I would be really scared.
Oh my. Especially this ocean. It's
yes,
so cold.
I don't. Yeah. No,
I ain't doing
but
that.
Yeah. So that was that's the beach story. Okay. We've alluded to it a lot from Truth or Drinks and like different stuff like that.
Okay. That's a good one.
Well, we have some emails from the Gritsters.
But before that,
is that what you call them?
Yeah, the Gritsters.
I was wondering, driving over here, I was literally wondering what you call them.
Yes. I think they kind of made that up.
I love it.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we want to ask about your alter ego, Loot.
Oh, yes. I forgot. Okay.
Yes.
So basically, there's been a few times where I've hired glam, you know, hair and makeup, and the hairstylist is like, oh, let's do a snatched like pony. You know, and when you're first getting into like hiring that, you kind of just like, you're like, oh, yeah,
whatever
you want to do,
say.
You
yeah.
know, like you don't want to tell them no, which now I've learned the confidence in saying what you really want. You're paying for it. You know, make yeah. sure you like it. So I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. Here's the thing. Why do I have bangs on my head right now? Because I got a big forehead. You know what I mean? So when you
love the bangs.
Thank
They're
you so much.
So good.
But when you don't have the bangs and you slick back the hair, like it's just not cute. Like, yep. It's not bad, but it's just not cute.
It's just not there.
It's just not there. It's not there.
For your birthday, you had that, right? Or you had a
there were, like, some pieces out.
These bang pieces.
I think so, yeah. So
you've learned how to do it.
We've learned how to make it look better, but I still am just like, you know what? That's why we got the bangs. So there were a few photos that I would get back, whether it's from a carpet or an event or something, and I'd be like, oh, my God, I look so bad. And I was like, why do I look – I kind of feel like I look familiar. Like, it reminds me of a celebrity or something like that, right? So then one day I finally – then I started just saying, oh, I look like an egg. Like, with my hair fully back.
An
like,
egg
you see
head,
my face.
Yes.
Just like an egg head, okay? So then one day I mentioned it to Remy, and after this last Halloween, I was Lara Croft.
Okay.
And I had the slick back hair. I had, like, some pieces out, but it still was egg head, you know? So I took some photos, and I, like, tell Remy, I'm like, oh, my God, my fucking egg head. And she goes, oh, my God, I've wanted to tell you this for years, but I never wanted to offend you. Right. And anytime a friend says that, you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, God, what's
you
going
know
on?
What I mean?
Go down.
She was like, when you have your hair like that, it reminds me so much of Loot. And I was like, what is Loot? Like, what is that? She goes, you don't know what Loot is? Do you know what Loot is? You know what Loot is.
I think I know. Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm hoping I get the pronouns right. She tells me that when Demi Lovato had, or she tells me Demi, sorry. Then Remy explains that Demi Lovato had a photo where their hair was slicked back and there was a flash photo. And essentially she said, you look like Loot when your hair is like that,
which is
spot on.
Which is also her. It was like went around the internet. Poot Lovato.
Yeah, it went around as Poot Lovato, aka
okay, okay,
Loot.
Okay.
It is. That's so funny.
And I see it. That's the thing. I was like, oh my god, okay. I fucking
you're like,
see
shit.
It.
You're like, okay.
Poot Demi. Oh my god. And people have told me I look like Demi Lovato over the years, like brown eyes. I don't know,
definitely younger Demi Lovato. Like,
yeah,
you look like
yeah.
You look Camp Rock right now.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, yeah.
So Rem calls me Loot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. But a lot of people have wondered because she'll call me that and they're like, yeah. Where does that come from?
You have to post a photo with you and your hair up. And then the next image
needs to be and I will show
Lovato.
You the Halloween one, 2 seconds.
Have you had fun like styling your hair with the bangs?
Yes,
have you
I feel like I finally learned kind of how to do it.
Yeah,
You have to like neutralize them. Like the second you get out of the shower, you have to blow dry them. Otherwise, they'll part and look all funky.
Wish I learned that when I had bangs for a year.
I loved your bangs. They were so fun.
They were so bad.
No, they were cool.
They're finally like all grown out. Thank goodness.
So you'll never do bangs again?
No. It was fun. It was a fun era.
Yeah.
But like.
It was a different. It was like Rockstar Patty.
Yeah.
Rockstar Patricia.
Rockin'.
Sorry, it's coming.
The bangs were rockin'.
Hell yes.
Hell yes.
Hell fucking yes, by the way.
Like.
Yes.
Yes. No, but yes.
No, but yes.
We're waiting for Miss Alicia. Alexa, mind your business.
I mean, like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh okay. God. Okay, guys.
I think you look better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's just certain angles, you know.
That's
and
really
just like
good.
Sometimes you've got to realize that like all hairstyles don't work on every single person.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I want as bad as I want a middle part. I don't think I'll ever. I don't think I can ever do a middle part.
Really?
Yeah. It's. I want that hairstyle. I was actually.
Oh, you're being serious.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, bitch.
You're like,
you don't, okay.
I mean, I was joking.
No, I was like absolutely kidding. No, there's a cute, like the TikTok boys who
I
have
know,
like
you're
the
like
Vinny
Hacker's hair.
Like ish, but like more, like of course I want it a little bit messy, but I also want it like, I don't know, I just want something.
Well, let
new
your hair
to
grow out a little
hair.
Bit.
I can't though, because I hate it when it grows out.
Okay, well then you're not going
to
have a middle part.
I know,
I was
literally
talking to my hairdresser and I was like, I don't know like what to do because I hate it long. I hate it too short. And she's like, well,
have you done
you
longer with the sides shorter?
Like, that's kind of what it is. I never keep it too long on the top because I sweat so much when
yeah.
I go out.
Yeah.
And so maybe that'll be like a future era, or I'll just get like those hair implants that
yeah.
I can have a little bit. Like, do they make male extensions? Maybe.
Well, Zane got like the.
Yeah. Like, I don't. I have a lot of hair and it grows so fast.
Well, you just have to like make it through the awkward stage.
Yeah.
How do you think I got my middle part?
Right. Well, it looks really cute, but I.
Well, it didn't for a few months.
I want to try to do that. So, but I don't think I'll ever be able to. So now I'll just stick to like dyeing it randomly.
Mm. You haven't done it in a while,
and I'm getting highlights in 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Mm. Little baby highlights.
Ooh. I'm getting highlights, and I'm in Birmingham on Friday. Thank goodness.
So fresh.
So fresh and so clean. It's been a while. All right, let's go through this email. So we're bringing Alicia on to the emails. You know, we keep getting these emails. We love them. And today we got one from Mackenzie. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hi, Mackenzie.
So, hold on, let me hold
and
this.
And you've got a special guest, Mackenzie. So
I'm
you're
so excited.
Yeah, special.
Sorry.
You're getting the royal red carpet treatment.
Okay, so Mackenzie says, hey, y'all. Hi, Mackenzie. I would love to hear both of you talk about what jobs you've had and how you got them, etc. I work a state job. It's predictable and cookie cutter. So I love hearing about what other people do for work and how they wound up there. There's so many jobs I don't even know exist. You guys make me laugh out loud in my cubicle at work, and I simply will not apologize for that.
Yeah, love you.
love my coworkers dearly, but grits to glam is more important. Sincerely, Mackenzie.
I love reading the like positive parts about our podcast. Being like, I love you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
It's basically job advice, which you kind of already talked about your job.
I was going to say, yeah. I actually feel like I can't add too much. I did work. Well, my first job ever was teaching kids like drums and guitar because my mom did that. So I would teach like elementary kids.
And you still have a drum set in your house, right?
Yes. So that's a fun fact. Most people don't know about me. But working with kids, I realized I'm like pretty good at it. Like,
right.
I feel like I don't know what it is. My mom's also, she's done it her whole life. So maybe it's just because I've seen it. But also when you're trying to get like 20 elementary kids, like not to hit a drum when it's right in front of them, the patience, y'all.
Yes.
Like the
yes.
patience.
The patience.
Then after
has,
that, my other first real job was working at Extreme Pita, which is like a Subway, but it's pita bread.
That yum.
Kind of like Pita Pit.
Yeah, I was going to say Pita Pit.
I think that's where I learned like most of my cooking stuff because I don't know. I'm
you're
very thankful for that job too. But after that, I just did YouTube.
Yeah.
So unintentionally, like,
do you still like cook a lot? Like on your, like, I know you go to Erewhon a good
yeah.
bit. Or to Erewhon a good bit.
Remy's a cook. I'm good at whipping shit together.
Right.
Like I'm good at, if you have random shit in your fridge, I'll find a way to make it like good. That's my little thing.
That's a good trick. And it's also so like, I feel like it's hard to like cook for yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like not as fun. I don't know. But with this, it's like for her, it's like, okay, you're in a cookie cutter job.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're wanting to do something else, I would start like, you know, really working at your hobbies and seeing what you don't like, what you do like, and kind of, because I feel like there's a job for everything.
Yeah.
Like it might not pay as much, but it's like, if you're not really happy in your job, it's like, for me, it's like, I've gone from job to job to job to job, and I still don't know what I want to do. But it's, I don't know.
I feel
like
what I want to do. Yeah. Like, honestly.
Yeah. It's like work at your hobbies and see like, oh, this is more fun. Let's try to find or look in your passions and try to find a job.
Yeah, like side hustle
that.
Vibes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I have a friend who he is such a go-getter and like so happy, so positive. And I remember asking him like, oh, like what, where's your passion with your job? Blah, 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 blah. Cause to me, my job's like everything to me. However, he was like, you know what? Like I always pictured my passions being my hobbies and my job just being my job, like whatever it is. So I don't really care what it is. He works for a hair care brand under their social media stuff. But like even that job and that position wasn't even a thing a few years ago.
Right.
So I think that's like our kids, their jobs probably aren't a thing right now. Isn't right. that even, that's yeah. so crazy. And like we all grew up being told like you have to be a dentist, a doctor, blah, 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 whatever.
A teacher, a lawyer.
Yeah.
I was going to be like an like, anesthesiologist.
Oh my God.
My mom was probably like, shut the fuck up. Like,
you're like, yeah.
Then I'm like jumping off shit in the backyard.
Oh my God, literally.
Like, yes, you were so going to be a doctor.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. But like that was it. But now it's like these podcast. Kids. Like yes. I wonder. Like I would love to know. Like what? Like people in kindergarten are now saying what they
yes.
jobs.
Oh my God.
They're what saying I want to be Alicia Marie.
Like, I have I heard they want to be YouTubers, which is like
yeah.
scary.
Yeah, but like you definitely have people. That must be crazy that you have people saying they want to be.
Like they look up to you, and
yeah.
like that's like how they emulate.
They
want to
be Alicia Marie.
It's crazy because to us we were just like figuring it out as we right. went. You know?
Yeah.
You're like I don't have the blueprint for
you
this.
I don't have the. I don't.
You kind of paved the pathway for people.
Oh, you were such
I don't know.
An
inspiration. Guys.
Yeah. I think like I like to consider I'm in a balance of like my 9-to-5 job, which is really like 7-to-3 or, mm-hmm. you know, whenever for as long as I get the work done. But I like it's hard because I love like doing like brand deals on social media. But like I get to a point where I'm like, I don't want to do this full time because
yeah.
I don't want the like fun and spark to go away.
Right. That is something I'm so passionate about. And I totally understand like it's a different path for everyone. But I've had a lot of friends start doing influencing stuff after they've seen me do it or some like other people do it. And the second that they start making enough money or more money than their normal job, they're like so excited to quit it and do it full force. But I'm like, it is ebbs and flows. Like there are
yeah.
some
not
months
consistent.
Where it's
yeah.
not consistent whatsoever. So just because you have even 3 or 4 solid months where you're making double than your normal salary, there's no steadiness that there's not as much of a steady income than your actual job
right.
salary. And like, again, I feel so blessed because I didn't plan on doing this as a career, but I think if I started today and tried to intend to like have it be my full-time thing, it would be so hard. Like
right.
the stress and struggle and like, it's like my podcast, Rem and I didn't get paid for like 8 months. Like, and even my friends, it's been like 5 months of them start. Like it takes so long, and the way brand deals are, like, you know, you're like, I need this paycheck. I have money, but it's not coming.
Right.
And then you're also trying
it's
to apply.
Yeah, it's
yes,
on the way.
It's on the way, I promise. So I'm really for people still having something that's separate before just fully diving in or like really being conscious about it, because it does take the sparkle. It does take the fun out of it. And just the pressure, like the
right.
the anxiety alone of like, fuck, I have to keep this up. I have to do better than my last video. Like
right.
mm-hmm. that is the worst feeling ever. Honestly.
Yeah. No, I get that. And I should really listen to this advice.
I'm listening
but it's
to
different.
It too.
No, but it's different for everyone. Like I have certain people where I'm like, no, you're fine. You'll be fine. Do it. You know what I mean? Like
well,
give it a
yeah.
try. So
I should probably really listen to the advice. My parents are going to be listening to this and be like, Patricia,
you
see?
Have this wonderful young lady come on the podcast
and
give you great
really
advice.
She's really preaching what we're always preaching
I'm
to you.
Yeah. It's just like such a scary, because I've like had the thought, obviously, like, you know, like, will I start another job after like, you know, whenever I end my current job, which I'm really happy at it now. And like, I love my coworkers and stuff. But I'm like, at what point is it taking away from my like
yeah.
social media life, like my brand deals and stuff, because like I feel like at the beginning of the year I was doing a lot better
yeah.
in terms of like brand deals, like more opportunities coming my way. And so like I get what you're saying, like it's so unpredictable. It's like
yeah,
you know, at the beginning of, you know, the year I'm like, oh my God, this is so great.
Yeah.
And then like you got to keep up, and then especially with like taxes and shit, like
oh
it's
my
like,
God
at the
I
beginning
got you.
Of year
you need
like,
help.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh shit, like you literally have to continue going.
Yes.
And it's not like there's not a promise of like
no.
okay, I can pay rent with this money and like with my paychecks.
Oh, totally. Even like when you're trying to sign a lease and they're like, okay, well, prove your income for the past 3 years. And you're like, well, I didn't have this money then, but like now I have plenty in the bank.
Right.
And then they won't want to.
YouTube.com/ElyseMarie.
You're like, I do know, like, I know it looks sketch, but I promise I don't like deal drugs. Like, I promise.
Right.
Like,
yeah, it's just,
it's
I get paid by companies to make content.
Yeah. So it's just hard. Yeah. It really is. So I think having something to, even if it's part time.
Right.
Even if it's just being around. I do miss having coworkers. Like, I think that was one thing for me. Obviously, after like hiring help and like having an assistant stuff, having people come into the house is nice. But that's why we were so adamant about having a studio outside
the house
so we can like get out and actually see the daylight, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that for sure.
Wow. I love that. Well, that was great.
You I don't know if we helped her at all.
I know. But I think
I forgot her.
Sorry, Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, I hope that. Find a good side hustle, something that like excites you and sparks joy.
And be willing to like pivot. Like be willing to be like, I want to do this. And then you're like, actually, this opportunity opened up. I'm going to go there now. Or maybe that's just a stepping stone to get you to the next place.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Just don't feel like so tied down to your job.
And
just
don't burn bridges. Like I am so for not burning bridges. Like I think so many people are like, fuck you, job. Like, I hate, can I cuss my hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck you, job. I'm leaving. Bye. Yeah. And then that person, especially in LA, ends up working for a different brand company for a different company. And then they're an influencer and wants to work with them. And they're like, oh, screw that talent. Yeah. They're horrible to work. Like, it is such a small industry. So you kind of have to like network and be that. Again, this isn't your question, Mackenzie. I'm so sorry, but.
But it's good advice for everyone out there.
Yeah,
so
for
like,
everyone.
Don't burn a bridge.
Don't burn bridges.
That's the same in like marketing. They like literally all the agencies. I remember when I worked in Atlanta, like everyone knows each other. Everyone swaps agencies. So like no matter where you're at, like just be nice. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes it's hard because there are some select people at every job that you're like, seriously, I can't do it today. But always be a little bit sweet.
Yes.
No,
get
sweet.
It.
Sweet, sweet. Well,
thank you guys so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. This is so much fun. It went by so quickly.
Literally anytime. We need to get Rem because all four of us together would be hilarious.
Yes. I know.
Yes.
Hilarious.
We would love that.
We need to be on that. We need to do our season two.
Season two. Just come. Like, make it look so funny. It'll be good. We'll do another dating show rundown.
Yes.
It should be like a day you should like tell Remy that like, hopefully she won't listen to this. Tell her not to listen. But you should say like, oh, hey, like, I think we need to record this day because like I'm busy this day. And you'll walk in to record and like we're in the middle of our set.
Yeah. She'll be like, oh.
Oh, okay. I think she would like just jump in and like.
Yeah, she would. I'm dead.
Well, thank you so much. We
thank
love
you
to absolute death.
Anytime.
And we're
we
so
love
happy
you.
To
this very
have
fun.
You as a friend.
And if you aren't subscribed.
Oh, yes.
Subscribe.
Yeah, and also Pretty Basic Official.
Yes.
Almost called it Pretty. Is it Pretty Little Basic?
No, Pretty Basic.
I don't know why.
Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Thing.
Look out for some exciting things with Parallel.
Yes, 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 yes.
All of the above.
I will put all Miss Alicia's links down in that little description box below. That ain't no problem.
Yes.
Thank you so much, darling.
Yeah, of course.
Let's do it.
Well, you want to say bye to the Gritsters?
Yeah, bye.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Bye,
Gritsters.
We love y'all. See you next week. It's the Grits. It's the Bam. It's